colt, and where there's two horses hitched, and then a wagon that was called a tongue.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, what about on a wagon wheel? Now, for the parts of a wheel, what would be the innermost part of the wheel?
The wheel runs on a thimble on the axle of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And the wheel consists of a hub
mm-hmm.
and spokes and rims and a tar.
Uh-huh.
And it all, when it's pressed on the, there's four of these wheels placed on two axles, mm-hmm. you see, in it. And it's, the wheel turns on is a thimble. This is on,
mm-hmm.
with a little cap screwed on the outside to hold the wheel on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
what about you said the rim, and that fits right
now, on. That, the rim goes, but these spokes are about 14 of them will be right here, and later on that there'll be a rim placed right on these here, and that's
mm-hmm.
wood.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, then there's an iron band or a tar, we called it. It went around that,
mm-hmm.
and that holds it. And that's set there by it'll be put on there with a smith. With it's hot, and then it shrinks. Why it tightens right down on that there. It'll tighten right there to hold it on there,
and stays
there tight.
When it cools, then it sort of shrinks.
Yeah, expand. When it's hot, it expands that tar.
Uh-huh.
But when you cool it, put it more water, pour water on it, that cools it, and it sets it right on there, and hold that rim on them spokes there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the spokes goes into the hub here.
Mm-hmm.
And the hub's runs on the spinner that's on the axle.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear of anybody talking about a part that they call it a feller or on a tire?
That feller is what we call that rim. A rim.
That's the
rim. Now, that's what they call it,
mm-hmm.
is the feller.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
Well, what about the... With a wagon, the thing that the horse would pull on.
They pull on that's single trees and double trees.
Uh-huh.
There's a long piece of timber that reaches, it's about 4 feet long, across that, fastened on this tongue here, back here. And then on hit, there's single trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the single tree is what they're hitched to.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front, it's to hold that tongue up and to guide that wagon by, it's got a neck yoke there.
Mm-hmm.
And that neck yoke fastens to the horse here, on each horse with what we call a breast chain to the harness,
mm-hmm.
or gear, whichever you want to call it there.
Well, what about if a person had a load of wood in the wagon and driving along delivering the wood, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Well, now, I know one thing. I bet you know a lot about plows.
Plow, yes,
yeah,
I do.
I
do know about plows.
Well, what would be some of the different types that you'd use for different reasons and stuff?
Well, in breaking land, what we call level breaking,
mm-hmm.
we use what's called a turning plow. And just lays the land over. So you go out in a garden or whatever you're in, and you turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
It just turns over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's used in that turning plow is in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.